Gats, mobile.
NAP, where'd Marshall run off to? That cup of coffee, grab him.
KH stationary, and I got my coffee.
Coffee, we can't survive without it.
And I drink one cup a day, that's it. Maybe if it's really, really cold out, I'll drink two, but never more than that.
So I don't drink any.
Jobs I had back in the 70s, I worked, in the produce department for Winn-Dixie, and the coffee pot was in the little break area, was in the produce area where we processed everything. I counted one day, and I'd had 27 cups of coffee, and I said, I realized what was going on, and I walked away from it pretty much.
Not that much self-control over it. I just never cared for the taste in hot drinks. I have to watch eating like pizza and stuff like that to make sure it's not too hot.
Need a cream and sugar I like the best, but I'm not a big fan of hot drinks either.
On the agenda for today?
I make a run to the Publix down in Boiling Springs, South Carolina. You know, being from Florida, we're big, or she is, big Publix fans because that's where most people in Florida shop, just like everybody up here likes the Ingles stuff. Pick up a couple of prescriptions, and then from listening to everybody on the radio and the Facebook and stuff like that, I think we need to buy bread and milk. It seems to be like a ritual up here when it snows.
You know, my wife and I can't figure out why the bread and milk.
Which the storm is fresher. And 4AZE.
KO4HGX.
Is that you and Marshall?
Marshall and Ed.
Ed, good morning, you guys. Ed, good morning, you too.
Good morning, KM4NAP.
Cup of coffee sitting there. I can tell you, I just walked in the shop. I'm not even awake yet. In 4AZE.
Signal, he's going after his cup of coffee.
I got me a box of those, a little small box of those monster thingies, those mean beans. I think it's something else. Because when I get done with one of these, man, I leave contrails all over behind me.
KFW Mobile.
Good morning, Ken. KO4HGX here.
Man, a guy walking down the street. For exercise. First time I've seen somebody walking down the street here.
Good morning, Ken K and 4NAP.
Hope you, Miss Carol, doing well.
Ken W4MKH.
Everybody.
By those monsters fishing to pop it open now. It's a mean bean, and man, I'm 72, but in about 30 minutes, I'll be, 35, 40.
An hour after that, it'll remind you that you're 72.
Good. It'll do good till about noon. It's got in it.
But when there's other cancer causing and brain deteriorating chemicals.
In Greer.
House when I left this morning.
In Greer.
I'm 28 degrees, and that's a big difference between there and here.
It's 24 right here above Traveler's Rest when I turn on 290.
Morning, David. KN4TFW.
KM4NAP.
Hello, buddy. Yeah, Patrick, I think we've warmed up the repeater a little bit now. It's not scratchy on my end anymore.
If we're needing a little warming up, hey, it was cold up there on the mountain this morning.
Yeah, I'm on my second cup of coffee, and I got on blue jeans and a sweatshirt, so anyway, go on. Pass it back around, KF4NXY.
ZL
Bailey. Good morning, gentlemen. Headed from Townville to Greenville for work this morning. Hope everybody's doing well and be safe this morning.
Good morning, Anthony.
KO4HX, Patrick here.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Eddie.
I heard Eric in there, but I don't know who the other one was.
K4, correction, is that too early? KQ4ZLA's Anthony from Townville.
Good morning, Anthony.
KO4HX
here.
Good morning, Anthony and Eric.
Are you ready for the winter storm that's coming? That's going to drop a whole 2 to 3 inches.
More now. I think it's because you didn't keep your fingers crossed.
We double, Ken. Sorry.
Go ahead, Eric.
I was just saying, what winter storm?
All over the news and everything else up here. You can't turn the radio on or TV on without hearing about it.
All right.
Here from. I was making fun of the winter storm.
Oh, yeah, me too.
It's out for a little while.
Generator.
Pissed yesterday because I made him bring in a bunch of wood and put stack it by the made him work.
Won't be enough to let us lose any power.
You're right there on the edge of that ice storm. That's what's going to make the difference.
I'm gonna pull the breaker just to do it.
Mostly sleet and freezing rain in Shelby, maybe a little snow, but yeah, we could definitely lose power in those conditions.
Curious to see how this I-5 corridor ends up.
It's kind of where they're talking about the line at, as usual, right through there, with the freezing rain and into snow. So this depends on where it decides to go this time.
I'm a retired paramedic, and I worked pretty much the majority of the Anderson County part of I-85 through the years, and it can be a mess in a hurry.
It's supposed to be, isn't it?
And where I live on Hartwell is just like not within a half a mile, by the way, the crow flies of the interstate. So they ain't no telling what we're going to do, but I'm supposed to work Saturday morning, so we'll see.
Do now for a living since you're a retired paramedic?
5 years on the truck as a medic and 18 years as a firefighter. I work in the trauma center now at Prisma in the emergency room. I primarily deal with behavioral patients, but I also deal with the medical side as well.
Well, you'll be in the warm most of the time anyway.
You spent way too many years out in that cold and heat. I'm glad of that now.
It looks like they have completed construction all the way up to exit 92 now. Speed limit's back up to 65, so yeah, cuts a little bit of time off my commute.
Somebody doing a speed limit on 85, or even close to it.
Ambulance is running code 3 lights and sirens up 85 trying to get to a call. We have cars passing us. The later part of them things were governed at 70. And heck, sometimes we just turn the darn lights and stuff off because it wasn't needing them. Wouldn't help.
Imagine the stupid maneuvers y'all seen in front of you because of the lights and sirens. People try and think they're getting out of the way and ain't.
Yeah, you're supposed to pull to the right, but everybody wants to go to the left into the median, and by law, we're supposed to pass on the left. So, yeah, it made some interesting maneuvers for sure.
The antennas in my antenna farm looks kind of bent over on the security camera. I'm going to have to check it out when daylight comes around.
What's your 2 meter?
It's a one I got up for 10 meter.
Been pretty good lately, hasn't it?
Been pretty good. A friend of mine, I've kind of been an Elmer for him, and he just recently got his technician, and I loaned him an old Kenwood, and he got an antenna, and he talked to somebody down in Brazil, and he's been hearing them come out of Europe, so I think he's probably going to try and move on to his general pretty soon.
It only has have SSB on 10 meters still, don't they?
28.3 to 28.5, and I think they got some in the 6 meter band, and you know the 2 meter band. But I think that's about all the voice privileges you got with technician.
Got novice way back in the day, and only having that sliver in 28.3 to 28.5, and I think the SSB part of that's only 28.4 to 28.5 or something like that. I can't remember, but. Well, I think it was CW everywhere, and then just SSB between 23
and 5. It gets a little bit different now. Anyway, okie dokie. I'm going to get back this cup of coffee. Y'all pick it on up. KF4NXY.
Having to deal with a little bit of traffic out here on 290 this morning.
It's rolling in alignment.
I was watching the weather. They were giving that report in 4A's Eddie. Hendersonville and all up in there is going to get, they're saying 3 to 6 now, and we're going to do 1 to 2. And we're right on the line of the snow and ice. It's going to get mostly snow, and you guys are too. I don't know where they got 3 to 6 from. That changed all of a sudden.
Change a bit more between today and tomorrow. I don't think they're 100% sure where it's going to end up.
And then they were saying this time yesterday morning, so I think you're right. They don't know yet.
Getting with you. No, I was just saying that the low that's supposed to be the main driver hasn't even formed yet, so it's all just all a guess. KN4 KFW.
Know what it's going to do until it actually hits. I'm on this 85 northbound about the 19, and at least it looked like the white cloudy haze on the roads looked like they finally treated it, so we'll see how that goes.
At Brind up in North Carolina, they I take Route 18 out of Shelby, and everything in Shelby, and then Route 18 all the way down the interstate was brined. I don't see much of a haze on 85 up here, but maybe it's been driven off already, who knows.
In our area, too. More of them left to telling us.
On the news in Spartanburg, they got all 12 snow plows ready to go.
Those down in Easley Way.
Any plows up in Cleveland County?
I'm ready to go. I got my side-by-side and my skid steer, and actually got three. I got the tractor. So get it out of the way, that way don't stay on the road.
Tomorrow.
Because I'll be working outside in the cold.
I see the first snow since we moved up here, but other than that, I ain't leaving the house tomorrow.
Ken's fault.
That's right. I still got my fingers crossed that they're wrong.
A little early there tomorrow, Kenny.
Debating about closing at noon, and the plant manager, he's from Cincinnati, so you know it doesn't matter, but he's just not used to it down here. If everybody leaves, you pretty much got to close, right?
I went ahead and told my team to not even bother going in on Friday, just plan to work from home on Friday.
Yeah, because this is not the same snow you get up north.
A redneck's driving around in it. Because somebody wants to test the generator.
Yeah, the problem down here is everybody drives the same no matter what the weather is. Daylight, dark, raining, snow, fog, they just drive the same.
Yeah, the accelerator pedal is an on-off switch. It's not variable.
No brake the whole time.
Possibly change.
It's either WAO or turtle face, one of the two, neither one can cause problems.
That turtle face is not fire. You know, people were abandoning their good cars on the highway, and that they just took big bulldozers and just pushed them all up into a pile to get out of the way for the emergency vehicle.
I'd leave them in the road like that. those fires in California. And stuff or homes are burning. I'm curious if that's happening, how fast FEMA's going to be out there.
Clearing the view on the Pacific Coast Highway.
All the fire equipment to Ukraine.
Problems out there is they won't let them clear cut or clean nothing out. They want it to all be so-called natural. So Mother Nature's being natural, taking over.
Many help out there unless they change some of their rules, you know, exhaust emissions on big trucks and the electric vehicle mandate and the pigs got to have more space, causing everybody's prices to go up. I wouldn't send them any help until they changed it.
Back with us for a while. See that kind of coverage when Helene came through North Carolina, but it sure is getting it out there.
Money.
There's a lot of money in Western North Carolina that people don't think about.
If they flaunt it like they do out there.
That. But there is a lot of people that live in Western North Carolina that keep it under wraps.
Well, North Carolina, they, you know, they don't flaunt it. They just keep, like you said, under wraps and everything. And then out in California, they just, you know, make it be a big deal.
People out in California are actually broke.
Exactly right.
Out there can't even afford to live with the tax base and everything out there so crazy.
Tell you where I'm at, like I said, in Western North Carolina, because they're coming out there.
You can grab.
They're building all these nurse subdivisions. You got people moving out here, and they're trying to get away from that junk, but the dummies are voting for the same daggum stuff they're trying to get away from.
So why is that?
Wonder if they've been transplanted on purpose to push the agenda throughout the country.
On the head there. That's all by design.
Sure is. There's a lady friend of ours that just moved out here. Luckily, she moved out from California to actually get away from it. And she loved living out here with her new freedom, Second Amendment, can have the gun she wants, and been able to do a whole lot more than she could do in California.
Here, we can start buying property up there and turn it back like it should have been. Wait till they all move here. We'll go out there.
They're in the NHRA drag racing industry that's moved their racing operations more this way. They're out to Texas or closer over this way because of the taxes. I mean, and then other friends that's got businesses of other type of businesses. They're doing the same doggone thing.
Everybody
else. For me. They're already showing closings and delays.
I was going to try to go to Hamfest.
He's talking about going, but it all depends on the weather.
It'd be more profitable for him to cancel it and have another day.
He come on the net last night and said they're having it. Just use your judgment about making the way down there.
Because I'd like to go, and I got a doggone work this with you. Four-letter word.
Yep. If you faint.
I apologize for that. I shouldn't have said that bad word.
You'll wake him up here in a minute.
Coffee. Take the darn pot and just put a straw on the top of it, I'm good to go. Between EMS fire and on the road for drag racing, I've drank coffee for some sketchy places.
Over there, he just hooked up to an IV.
Work, KQ4ZLE.
Have arrived here at my first stop, so I'm going to get everything opened up and ready to go. But I'll be listening in the background, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. You all have a safe trip in, and Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon or later today. 73.
73, Patrick. Be careful riding around Greer. KN4 TFW.
73, Patrick. Good talking to you this morning. Have a great day. Be safe. This is WTJKT.
Plenty of money today. N4AZE.
Patrick.
Pastor, KM4NAP.
No agenda for today.
I'm waiting on his coffee to kick in, then I'll start bouncing around. But nothing, just, I got out of drinking mostly, I guess.
It's a good idea. Get good and hydrated and then figure out what to do. I got some stuff I would like to do outside, but it's going to have to get a good bit warmer.
To the store and get something that I hadn't thought about.
We're going to beat them to get the bread and the milk.
Oh, and you reckon?
It probably is.
Stores are getting empty, too.
They may have done it at the liquor store. You know how you tell the difference between a Baptist and a Methodist at the liquor store? Methodist will speak to you.
Doggone you, Ed.
Baptist, that's an old joke at the church. Some of them might still be out there. I don't want to hog it. KF4NXY.
I'm trying to figure out the got road construction signs up that says left lane closed, and then they show a picture of the right lane closed. It helps, it's just hard to find.
Closed.
Idea. I got this AutoZone truck trying to pass me. No, in the right hand lane, knowing that it's running out.
Hey, you know, it sounds like Mexicans must have put that up.
Out here must be trying to beat the storm. They all hammer down northbound.
Hurry now, I guess. Hadn't heard him.
I'm about a quarter mile out from turning down the road to the gate. KN4 TFW.
There.
Four-letter word trying to keep you rolling in some money.
0.5% raise this month, don't I?
I think that's what my wife's getting.
Don't be.
Probably unloading. Some of them are probably getting ready to load and ship to Texas and stuff like that. I see there's an ISO tanker, so it must be coming in.
I'm up here at this hospital and see how this day's going to be in a great big emergency room. I hope everybody has a good day and be safe out there. KQ4ZLE.
You have a good one. KN4TFW.
N4AZE.
KM4NXY.
Anthony, KM4NAP.
Good talk. Everybody get in my parking spot here for some reason.
Yeah.
Hey guys, everybody have an awesome day and a safe day, and I'll catch you guys in the morning. KN4TFW.
See you, Kenny. Don't work too hard and stay in the warm there. See you later, N4AZ.
I'm going to go fix another cup of coffee and see if I can find something to get into this morning. Y'all have a good day. KF4NXY.
You'll probably be on later on, you reckon?
Be hanging around a little bit.
Been from time to time, may holler at you. Catch you in a little bit, N4AZE.
Have a good morning, KF4NXY.
sitting here listening to you guys.
Let's see. I think Ed, are you still out there?
I'm still here.
Coffee, IV?
Have I got it going?
I think they're doing something while he listens. Andrew this morning. Big storm out west, heading our way. Fast to be way out there and then going to get us tomorrow.
Understand, it's supposed to be moving through here real quick, basically in and out, KM4 and AP Friday.
West of Texas. So that's moving pretty good.
Out of Texas, we're going to catch more than what they say we are.